بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran. We've been reviewing chapter number 53, Surah An-Najm, the chapter of the star. And today in part 10, we want to look at the topic of infinite justice. And in order to better understand this theme and this topic, albeit at a very brief discussion for today, based on the commentary of Sheikh Mohsin Qiraati in his Tafsir al-Nur, we turn our attention to verse number 31. Now, just as a preamble, we realize that justice is a cornerstone in Islamic teachings. It is a foundational belief in the theology of Islam that God is infinitely just. All he does is acts of justice. He does not oppress and is not unjust to any of his creations in the least. Rather, as God says many times in the Quran, that it is people, it is you and I who are unjust to our souls, to ourselves. Let us look at what God has to say in the theme of infinite justice, keeping in mind that the commentary today is very brief. However, that does not mean that the justice of God is something very quick and easy to understand. There are obviously multiple layers and depths of understanding. However, we will keep it very brief, and we will obviously encourage the listeners to delve into other commentaries of the Quran on this theme and other books of Islamic theology and philosophy that further develop the concept and the belief system of the justice of God. In any case, in verse number 31, God says the following in the Noble Quran.
وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا وَيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا بِالْحُسْنَى.
To God belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on earth. He will repay those who do evil according to their deeds, and recompense those who do good with the best. In the previous verse, we read that there are some people who reject the remembrance of God, and other than the temporal material world, they think about nothing else. And we saw this in our previous section. This verse, however, that we're looking at today, verse number 31, this verse seeks to tell us that turning away from that one, meaning God, from whom everything emanates, and that God, who is the one in whose hands is the reward and the punishment, that this is to be in a state of complete denial. If a person is seeking the goodness of the transient world, then we must not turn away from God, from Him, as God alone owns both the next world and also this current temporary world that we live in. The vastness and the expanse of the skies, of the heavens, of the universe is much greater than that of the earth. And it's for this reason that God starts off by mentioning as-samawat, the skies. And after that, he mentions al-ard, the earth. As we see also at the end of this verse, that God tells us that he will repay those who do evil according to their deeds and recompense those who do good with the best. And this points to the theme of the justice of God, that he would never be unjust, that those who act evil, they shall reap evil, as they shall reap what they sow. And those who do good, that they will be recompensed with the best of the goodness, because they have earned that goodness in their lives, in the life of this transient world. Let us conclude with a few takeaway messages for today in this review of Surah An-Najm, verse number 31. The first point to reflect upon and think about is that the punishment and rewards, which are meted out fairly, they need the one who's handing them out to be knowledgeable and fully capable. And without a doubt, God is fully knowledgeable of all of the actions of his creations, and he is the only one who has the full capability to hand out punishments and to distribute the rewards. Point number two to reflect upon is that the rewards of God, of the divine, are even greater than the good deeds of the human being. However, the punishments from God are not more than the bad actions of the individual. So yes, God can and he will give us more in return for our good actions. But when it comes to the punishments, he would not give us more than we are entitled to, because that is the level of the justice when it comes to the punishment of Allah. If he wants to give more in terms of rewards, he can do so out of his grace. He can do so out of his love, out of his mercy for us. But he would never punish us more than we deserve to be punished. And point number three, and we conclude with this, is that the eventual outcome of the human being is in their own hands. You and I cannot blame other people. You and I cannot complain to God that it is his fault where we find ourselves at. Rather, we need to take responsibility, take ownership, take charge of our own lives, and realize that our eventual outcome in this world, and more importantly and more clearly in the world to come, is through our own actions. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.